hope, when you think about it, is rather an odd emotion, because whatever we're hoping for is pretty much by definition uncertain. And we hate uncertainty, don't we? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. But what if hope was never meant to be that way? At least not the sort of hope God talks about. I meet a lot of people in my line of work, lots. 95% of them present as well-balanced, basically happy individuals. Until you scratch beneath the surface. Until you're privileged enough to go behind their veil, so as to speak, to discover what's really going on in their lives. What's going on behind your facade? The one thing that you're hoping so desperately for. We chatted yesterday about the certain hope we can have in the faithfulness, the trustworthiness of God. And that hope is like an anchor for us. It's strong and sure and keeps us safe. It goes behind the curtain. Jesus has already entered there and opened up the way for us. He's become the high priest forever, just like Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. The picture here is that Jesus has entered the Holy of Holies behind the thick veil in the temple in Jerusalem, where the very presence of God dwelt, where only the high priest was allowed to go once each year. But Jesus has opened the way to God behind the curtain, behind the veil, for you and for me, from now and for all eternity. That's why our hope in Him can be absolutely rock solid certain, like an anchor in the storm. Because for anyone who believes in Jesus, the way to God is already wide open. That's His word, fresh for you today. Friend, the love of God for you is more than words could ever say. He wants to fill you with His love, His joy, His peace. He wants to transform your life. And that's why I would so love to send you your fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of my latest book, Who is Jesus? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.